Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Yes. Do you have your plans yet for Easter morning? It seems like it's so far away, but it is right around the corner. These days seem like 2 days are passing in one day, the way time is moving. So we want to invite you, want you to put it on your calendar to spend Easter with the Celebration Tabernacle family at the Space Coast Convention Center, which is located on Tucker Lane in the city of Cocoa. So the landmark is State Road 520 and I-95. And that's where we will be celebrating the resurrection. We have a powerful, dramatic Easter play that'll be taking place to showcase the message of the cross, of salvation, of the healing that's available through Christ to our minds, to our hearts. We're going to be there, and we want you to be there with us. We have been practicing. We have been getting things together, and we have a great expectation that this celebration that is taking place on Easter morning is going to be glorious, like no other that we have experienced before. So please invite others to come with you to the Space Coast Convention Center on Easter morning at 10 a.m. for a power-packed Easter service resurrection celebration.
Amen. So we're still talking about the Great Commission and that we should go out and be disciples and preach his word. There's what God said, it's indisputable. He told us to go out and preach the word, and he told us he would be with us. And he wasn't preaching just to a pastor or an apostle. It's for everyone. It's a commission. It's not a job, to those who are born again and going to heaven. So when you go to heaven, it's not going to be empty. There's going to be a lot of people there that have come to know the Lord and Savior. And we have to make it overpopulated. Let's try to do that. Make heaven overpopulated. Let's go out and do the Great Commission that Jesus commanded us to do and that he will be with us.
In Matthew chapter 28, starting at verse 17, where we were yesterday, and when they saw him, they worshiped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. So he's telling us how to operate in the authority that he has released unto us.
Yes.
Says, don't keep it all to yourself. Go, therefore, and make disciples. So why? Why make disciples? Because that is kingdom multiplication.
Come on.
The more people that are able to do the work of the kingdom, the more the kingdom will produce.
Yes.
So if you think about it, just like a business, if one person has all the authority, they're only able to operate at a certain level in a certain amount of space. But if they begin to train people up for other roles in that company to be able to duplicate the work that they are doing, then they open up other branches. They open up other places, and it increases their influence. So he's saying, take that authority, go make disciples of all nations. And he tells them, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit. And now teach them what to do with their authority. Teach them how to operate in their purpose, to observe all that has been commanded to you. And he said, remember that you're not alone. I am always with you, amen, even to the end of the age. And there's a scripture where he told them not to be concerned about what you're going to say, because he'll put the words in our mouth to be able to effectively speak into situations, to minister to people, to be able to reveal the hidden solutions to secrets and situations that people haven't told us in the natural. But God will give us the impartation. He will give us the word. He will give us the compassion in the situation to be able to share his love.
Yes. And in this verse that you guys just read, go. Go imply, move in from one place to another. So let's think. Mm-hmm. It didn't say make disciples only. He tell them specifically that you are to go. We understand when the verb go is used, that it's called for what? Action. So here Jesus says, the commission, this mission calls for what? Action. You are to go. And not only that you are to go, but you are to carry something with you. When we go, if you're going on a trip, you really carry something. You don't go without something. So they know this going and this mission. Let's talk a little bit here. When we're going on a mission, if we're going to New York or Canada or one of those countries, that's a mission. We're going on a mission. Don't we carry things with us? We just don't go on a plane. We already planned out what we're going to carry, what we're going to take with us. So Jesus said, go make what? Disciple. And so in order for you to make disciples, you got to carry what? The gospel. So we have no excuse here. Go. Carry the gospel. If you have it, then carry it. Now, you can't carry something that you don't have. So if you... The gospel is salvation, the free gift of God, not something that you sell. So you get it free. Now carry it and give it to somebody. What?
Free. Yeah. And we think about a term that we know, right? The to-go order.
Yeah.
If you call in a to-go order, now think about that, okay? The restaurant, they're preparing the food.
Yeah.
They have it all ready for you. Yeah. They have it on the counter. If you called it in to go, what does that mean? You need to go pick it up, right? You need to go get it. So there's a lot of things that have been prepared for us that are sitting on the counter, things that we are calling in to heaven. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that.
Yeah.
Lord, and it's to go. It's to go order. So when we go, right, and we pick it up,
we
partake of it.
Come on.
A lot of things we're missing because we're not going. We're just expecting things to fall into our lap or fall from heaven in a tangible way. But really, the receiving is in the going to get it. So then you have to go. You go pick up the order. You go pick up the meal. Well, now, if you have it and you don't eat it, you don't do anything with it, you're going to continue to be hungry, right? You have to unwrap it. You have to begin to utilize what's been given to you. So we miss out a lot because we miss the go part. We're calling in our order. It's all ready for us, but we're not going. And a lot of times when we're going and we're making disciples, the very same people that we're praying for, other people are being in their path. And it's happened to me before where I've been in situations, been doing small group Bible studies and such, and people in that small group, because I worked a lot with the youth and stuff, they would say, my grandma is a pastor. Here they are. Now they're in the confines of a Department of Juvenile Justice residential program. Grandma can't get in there.
Yeah.
But I'm there.
That's
and
right.
They're partaking now of the word. The youth, they're interacting with the word. They're receiving a relevant message. They're asking questions. They're hungry for the word. Grandma, she's at home. She's still praying, but she can't get in there. See how that works? So when we go, we are in position to bring forth the answer to other people's prayers. So you may be going and ministering to somebody who you don't know, while in the meantime, the one that you love, your child, your sister, your brother, your parent, that don't aren't listening to it. They're not receiving it from you.
Yes.
But they'll receive it from somebody else because
exactly.
somebody else was obedient to go. Somebody else was obedient to share the work. A lot of times people, it's, you know, that heart gets hard, that neck gets stiff. It's a lot of resistance. But if there's different avenues, they're hearing the same thing multiple times. Okay, yeah, my wife is telling me that. Yeah, that's just my wife. Okay, well, now they hear it at work. Their coworker's telling them that.
Yes.
Now they hear it at the gym, and the person on the treadmill besides them is telling them that.
Yeah.
That's going to make their ears tingle. There's some kind of truth. I'm hearing something. There, my wife, I was shutting her down, but now I hear my coworker. Now I hear the person at the gym.
Yes.
That's making ears tingle now.
Yes.
So when we're going and we're doing, God is also using other people to bring forth the answers to our prayer and confirming words in the earth. People remember those things, those times when somebody comes and they're like, wait, what? Did you really just say? Like, how did you know that? These are like life-changing moments that people have when they have an encounter with somebody who's doing discipleship, not reading off a script,
no,
but hearing from the Holy Spirit and being able to speak into somebody's life. You know, and it doesn't have to be a whole sermon. It could just be a phrase. I remember one time I was feeling so bad. I was having a terrible, terrible, terrible day, and I was just so aggravated, and I had to go get my fingerprints done for work. And I've gotten my fingerprints done a lot of times because every time you switch a job or when a certain amount of time passes, they require you to get your fingerprints again. And I go down, get my fingerprints done. I was so aggravated. I put my finger on that fingerprint thing, and a cross showed up. And it was never noticed before in my fingerprints. But the lady who was working, she said, oh, look, you're carrying your cross with you. And that just changed my day. Because I was just, you know, when you're having them days, you're just aggravated. Everybody that could aggravate you has already aggravated you, and you're going through your day.
Yes.
And she just mentioned, I put my thumb on there, did my fingerprint, and she just said, oh, look, you're always carrying your cross with you. That's all she said. And it just made me rethink about my day. So we want to do that. Be there to encourage other people and let it be a confirming word. You don't got to do all the work. Sometimes we think we got to do all the work. We're just taking this person on. Oh, I got to take this person on. This person's my project. I got to get them saved. Well, a lot of times it gets tedious just hearing it from the same person. So let's be available to God continually to use us in different situations.
Yes, and the word go imply mm-hmm. move from the place where you are to mm-hmm. another place. And when you go, bring something with you. That something mm-hmm. is the gospel. Mm-hmm. So we are to go and share the gospel. Mm-hmm. So, how simple that is. Mm-hmm.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
your
day count.
Are you
looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.